To sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Fox Sports Update on KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, Wine Down Wednesday, and specials Thursday through Saturday.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Dan Beyer.
Game one of the Western Conference Finals in the NBA playoffs is tonight in Oklahoma City as the Thunder host the Spurs. Tip off 8:30 Eastern time. Thunder guard Jalen Williams isn't even on the injury report. He's expected to return from a strained hamstring that's kept him out for almost a month. The New Orleans Pelicans named Jamal Mosley as their new head coach, replacing Willie Green, who was fired earlier in the regular season. Mosley was dismissed as the head coach of the Magic earlier this month after five seasons with the team. Game seven on the ice tonight in Buffalo. Canadiens and Sabres play in the Eastern semis at 7:30 Eastern time. Winner of this game gets Carolina in the East final starting later this week. Aaron Rodgers officially signed his one-year deal with the Steelers, and the quarterback was on the field for OTAs earlier today. At league meetings tomorrow, NFL owners will reportedly award Super Bowl 64 in February of 2030 to Nashville. The 2028 NFL draft is expected to be held in Minneapolis, according to reports. Next year's edition is in D.C.
Fox Sports Update on the Right Choice, KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, specials on wine, and dinner specials Thursday through Saturday. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Well, the USDA will make up to $9 million available to fund the removal of clean peach orchards for growers whose long-term contracts with Del Monte Foods were voided following the company's bankruptcy and closure of its Modesto cannery. In business for 139 years, Del Monte contracted about 35% of California's clean peaches last year. USDA funding will support the removal of up to 420,000 clean peach trees, roughly 3,000 acres. Growing scrutiny of the meatpacking industry and rising Brazilian beef imports are fueling a new debate over competition and U.S. food security. USDA trade data shows Brazilian beef exports to the U.S. reached $795 million in the first quarter, up 21% from last year. Total U.S. beef imports climbed 28%, while domestic beef exports declined. Brazil's Association of Meat Exporting Industries says more access to the U.S. market would benefit both countries. Well, the EPA's Gulf of America division has announced up to $50 million in new grant funding to improve water quality, habitat restoration, environmental resilience, and education across America's working lands. The funding is part of the Farmer to Farmer Grant Program, which supports farmer-led and farmer-focused organizations operating within the Gulf of America watershed. The agency will award 20 to 30 grants, each ranging from $1.5 to $2.5 million, supporting five-year projects.
At AgWest, we know ag financing like you know that the office with the best view isn't a traditional office at all. For over a century, we've supported the people who are the heart of ag and believe you deserve a financial partner who works as hard as you do. Give us a call from your office, wherever that may be. We'd love to chat. Find us at agwestfc.com. Equal opportunity provider and employer, equal housing lender.
When decisions are made about agriculture, who's speaking for you? Washington Farm Bureau ensures farmers and ranchers have a seat at the table, protecting your values, your livelihood, and your future. From water rights to labor issues and so much more, Farm Bureau advocates for fair practices and common sense solutions. But we're stronger when we stand together. Join your local Farm Bureau and make your voice heard. Visit WSFB.com to learn more.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Pass Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Pass Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
A choppy trading session with stocks mixed as inflation fears linger and investors monitor developments in the Iranian conflict while also awaiting a busy week for earnings. Oil prices are spiking again with West Texas Intermediate crude hovering around $106 a barrel. Tech and industrials are lagging while energy is gaining and shares of the Magnificent Seven big cap tech stocks are mixed. And a federal jury siding with OpenAI and its leader Sam Altman in a feud with Tesla's Elon Musk, who accused them of betraying a shared vision for it to guide artificial intelligence development as a nonprofit. Musk was a co-founder of OpenAI that launched in 2015 and went on to create ChatGPT. Musk accused Altman, along with others, of shifting into a money-making mode behind his back. The court said that Musk waited too long to sue. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
You're probably listening to this in your car, so let me ask you. Would you drive without insurance? Of course not. So why is your retirement portfolio unprotected? Gold is portfolio insurance. It helps de-risk your savings when markets get unpredictable. Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of Americans do exactly that, with no high-pressure sales and thousands of five-star reviews. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
American Legends, next on KPRL. Brought to you by Davis Body Shop.
Sometimes the best way to get your idea across is to put it in a poem. I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by Mills Construction. For architectural, metal, roofing, and siding, call Aaron at 610-1256.
The other day, a listener in Idaho Falls, Mr. Willis Nelson, a school superintendent, sent me his poem, The Superintendent's Dilemma. Here it is. Sometimes I sit and ponder long about my work and life and wonder why in school nowadays there's so much stress and strife. And then I realize the job is not like yesterday's. I'm simply flunky now for guys with the innovation craze. There's federal projects, grants and gifts, and piecemeal funding, too. Leaves no time to teach the kids the things that I should do. I try to walk the tightrope betwixt the courts of law and not get tangled up with rights of junior, pa, and ma. Some will tell you this'll work, and others say it won't. The truth is, you'll get heck if you do, and twice heck if you don't. Operations in the schools must pass the acid test of OSHA, HU, and CLU, and all the pesky rest. There's civil rights and human rights and women's rights galore. I wonder what uncertainties the future holds in store. Boys and girls dress alike. You can't tell one from t'other. If you should need to know the sex, you'd have to ask its mother. In clothes and jobs and hair and such, you can't discriminate. It makes you wonder how a boy knows just which one to date. The high court judges see no diff between a her and him. Methinks their years are catching up. Their sight has grown too dim. Give me the good old-fashioned days when gals were gals, not men. For all that femininity, I kind of get a yen. The liberals say don't frustrate the child with disciplined control. Just let him loose to do his thing and play his chosen role. But he'll waste time and life and limb and ruin others' lot and think he's having lots of fun on drugs and grass and pot. His right to freedom, speech, and work he'll take or leave at will, and little care for public folks who have to pay the bill. The federal help I get from Uncle, I just can't stand much more. With tax, red tape, and interest rates, I'm getting too dang poor. If you should try the federal way of deficits and debt, you'd find an IRS man looking down your neck. I'm somewhat like the school soup who tried without success to stem the tide of Fed control and all that meddling mess. They told him how to cook the lunch and how to run the school and threatened to withhold his funds if he should break the rule. He finally threw his hands up and said, I'm sick and tired of all this ruckus, do's and don'ts. I'll quit before I'm fired. And so he got a subsidized house with little rent to pay and lived on welfare's easy street, the socialistic way. The moral of this story is, if you can't buck the tide, crawl on the craft of easy life and take a leisure ride. When the public folks have had enough of all this liberal rot, they'll start to call a spade, and things will really pop. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan, in his own voice, brought to you by Mills Construction, specializing in pre-engineered metal buildings. Call Aaron at 610-1256.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
Do you worry about where to take your car for repairs? Who you can trust? Mike and his team at the Autobahn are a safe bet. Located in Templeton, behind the donut shop, just off Main Street. They service Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, and Audis. And the Autobahn is certified in those cars and in repairing Land Rovers, Volvos, and Mini Coopers. Call the Autobahn, 434-2200.
It's movie night. This Thursday, May 21st, 6 p.m. at Republican headquarters in Atascadero. The Battle of Athens, the true story of a corrupt political machine that used intimidation, police brutality, and voter fraud against returning World War II soldiers. How timely is that? $20 donation appreciated. Pizza, soda, and snacks available. Go to our website, rpsloc.org, for more information. Remember to vote in the upcoming primary election. Ad paid for by the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County.
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Sound Off on this Monday afternoon. Kevin Will in studio with our special guest this afternoon, Pat Morrison. And Pat, welcome to the show, and we're going to jump right into it because you have a free community Skillshare event coming up at the Atascadero Lake Band, 12 till 3. First, what is this community Skillshare? And so tell folks what they could be in for.
Okay, so the Skillshare will be tip talks by UC Gardeners of San Luis Obispo. Central Coast Rare Fruit Growers will do a grafting talk. Things Worth Growing will probably do edible things that you can grow in this area. Rocky Bay Farm Honey will grow, give a talk on honeybees. And then there'll be vermiposting, how to do composting with worms. They'll be beginning blacksmithing. So all these vendors will be coming, and they'll be doing a free tip talk. And they'll be then having their booths there for fielding questions, grow, you know, if you want to buy some grafting shears, if you want to learn more things about honeybees, or if you want to purchase things on raring, growing rare things. There'll be a rare form of mint there by Things Worth Growing, and so you can buy some mint there. So there'll be different things, and if you have further questions about how to do something yourself, then there they are, and they're available, and they'll be talking to us about the skills they've learned and tips they've learned about the process.
Okay, so this is the first annual, I'll call it. So yes. How did this all come about?
Okay, so this happened. I went up to my bucket list when I turned 50 was I wanted to go to this heirloom seed festival in Northern California. And so it was put on by Baker's Creek, which is a heirloom seed company out of Missouri. And I wanted to go always, so I made it on my 50th. And I was just so delighted by the fact that good seeds from the very beginning, from that first garden, can, as long as they're kept cool and dry, you can get the same thing produced year to year, as long as you can seed save them yourself. And they encourage seed saving of their seeds. And so I went to it. I got really fired up about heirloom seeds and heirloom gardening. And I thought, oh, I want to do this in our area, because I've lived off and on here since the 64. So I really want it for our area. So I thought, why not bring it back? So 14 years later, I'm getting my dream and lining up the vendors to speak.
Well, you just gave away your age, number one. The other is, was this an interest of yours from young, from something you experienced? You know, you said you wanted, that was your bucket list to go to this heirloom festival. So was it growing up as a kid, or, you know, so how did that, you know, come to be?
Yes, I have been here since 64, so I was in 4-H, and I loved it. We did sheep, and we did gardening things, and we did other things in 4-H. I learned so many skills. My brother was also in FFA, and he did dairy replacement heifers and beef cows. And so those two things really fired me up for doing things myself, and fired me up for knowing different skills in different areas.
All right. So, and then years later, like, boom, I'm going to give this a shot.
Yeah. Oh, I love Locals to Locals. I know you can learn things on YouTube, but I just feel people speaking about our local gardening zone and Locals to Locals and tips that they've learned in our area is such a great thing to have on, you know, in your skill set. And I feel like Locals to Locals, there's a camaraderie there. I want to connect people with other people. So that's another thing that I'd like to see happen at the Skillshare. And this guy speaking about regenerative growing is actually out of St. Louis. And he was featured on YouTube by Carbon Cowboys. And he does the thing where they match up farmers that have livestock with bases that need fire abatement. And so they match those up, and so they have paddocks that they change, and they will change to enrich different quadrants of the soil. So he actually maps out the different quadrants of somebody's area and pastures, and then they rotate the cattle to those areas, thus enriching the soil. So it's like a sustainable grazing program.
So this, the free community Skillshare is, this is for, I guess, all experience, you know, somebody, because a lot of people, I know you've come across them, boy, I'd like to start planting this, but I don't have any skills. I really don't know what I'm doing, etc. I don't have one of the things is a funny story about I don't have the room for it, etc. But that's none of that's true.
That's right. I mean, anybody can grow anything that they are determined to grow. I was mentioning to you the story of Violet, who was no bigger than a soil potting bag herself, and she got somebody to lift it into her car, the tomato plant. She got it home, got her son to lift it out to her porch, slit the top of the potting mix bag, and grew a tomato plant in the potting mix bag. And she was just determined to grow something herself. And so she brought me that tomato to church, and she was so proud of it. I thought, okay, this shows me anybody can grow anything that they want to if they're determined to do it, because she was.
Okay, when you say anybody can grow anything if they're determined they want, now at this skills share coming up, the people there, because you know, again, you mentioned that primarily they're from this area, so there is a key component that people can learn about. Okay, I'd like to grow this, but maybe not. It's not as conducive to this area, climate, soil, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes, and that's where I think that rare fruit growers, they grow many rare fruit growers, but they grow things that work in our area. And the same with UC Master Gardeners. They have great handouts, but they're specific to this area. Not only our zone for growing, but also the microclimates that are in this area they're familiar with. Because in our area, there are a lot of microclimates. And so they're familiar with those. So they're going to be speaking in a way that's taking those things in, mind. Mm-hmm. And so that's what their focus is us growing things in this area. So when I say grow, anybody can grow anything anywhere, I really mean that these people are going to be targeting our area and what's good to grow here. As even pollinators, what's great to bring into your garden as far as pollinators, beneficial bugs, they're familiar with those things. And all those handouts are usually at the UC Masters Gardeners booth, and they'll be available for free also. And because they want our area to grow well. And so it's exciting to see local people matching up with locals.
Is this also more than just, you know, because when we're talking about growing fruit or vegetables, does this also entail of what people may just want to plant in their yard for decorative reasons, for, you know, for shade or something like that? And they would say, well, you know, you might want to think twice about that.
We're not specifically targeting landscaping, things that are beneficial in this area, but there are a lot of things that overlap from the UC Gardeners and their knowledge of this area that would help you in your landscaping. For instance, sage grows really well in this area. Rosemary grows well in this area because we have a Mediterranean climate and it's a little bit hotter in the summer. Things like that you can not only use grow for good ground coverage and weed abatement, but you can also grow and use them in your cooking. Rosemary, sage. I mean, those are great things that are really boosters to any dish. So I feel like we're really targeting all means in that way, although we won't be doing a landscaping talk this year. In the future, though, I would love to get somebody that is doing a tip talk in landscaping that are not only beneficial things for this area, but maybe that you could use in your cooking. And so, yeah, in the future, I'd like to see that.
So I'm going to back up here a little bit. When you had your bucket list and you decided, hey, I'm going to give this a shot and so forth. So this is your first one. How long have you been putting this particular show together?
Okay, this particular show, at 64, I'm going to say my age, at 64, I was not too sure in this age of a lot of virtual things how to market and also how to just get people interested in events. So what I did is I took an entrepreneurship class that was put on by an ABC Church, but it's out of a community workspace building that is in Atascadero. That's fairly new, and so they were doing entrepreneur class, and so I actually took that for 5 to 8 weeks to learn skills, because this is all new to me, on how to get interest going. Also, in this age, I'm not used to, I'm kind of old school, so I would just do signs and wear, you know, a little bit more teaching me how to do these things than modern times. So I also did my own Skillshare, and they did theirs in teaching me how to, as an entrepreneur, trying to get together an event, the skills I would need and how to grow in that area.
I'm guessing the response was like, wow, it's about time somebody's doing this.
You know, a lot of people actually have said that. I mean, I'm walking the supermarket, I'm seeing old friends, and they're like, oh my gosh, I've been thinking of this for years, going maybe, you know, to one someplace else, but I'm so glad this should be in our area. And so I am really excited by the people that have just given me feedback. And I just hope it grows and grows. In many ways, it grows. No. You individually growing, the people that come to it, the community members, it is free. And it's from 12 to 3, May 30th, at the Atascadero Lake Bandstand.
No pun intended with we hope it grows.
We do. We hope it grows and grows. And you grow.
Well, one of the things, again, when people are thinking about, hey, I want to start growing this, I'd like to try this, et cetera, is, and you and I talked about it before we came on the air, is that not all bugs are bad for plants.
No.
I learned that recently, and I was blown away going, what? You know, because we're used to, again, we're thinking the old school, well, you go out, there's bugs there, we'll go out and just spray the whole thing and so forth, but that's not true.
Yeah, that's not true. There's many companies around here, actually. There's even a Cal Poly graduate that has a company called Parabug that he actually goes into fields in the Valley area, and they have a drone sprinkling beneficial bugs on the crops instead of using the pesticides. And so he has a Parabug company. You can look that up. And then VM Beneficials is out of the Venturia area, and they actually deliver bugs to you, and they will pick the ones that you're having a problem with. You can talk to them about it, and then they will say, oh, okay, well, this particular bug is good for this particular problem. And even miners just lately had a praying mantis egg that you could get in a little container, and then you can put it in your garden when the egg hatches, and you can put the praying mantises in your garden, which are excellent for taking care of pests. And then ladybugs, also, there's a company out of Bakersfield that does ladybugs that you can get them shipped to you, and then you can release them in your garden. And then we're also going to have a tip talk on vermiposting, which is composting with worms. And so we're going to be doing a talk on that, too. And so how beneficial worms are for breaking down all those things that you get from your kitchen. No dairy, no meat, but all those other things can be broken down by composting with worms. And so there's many beneficial bugs that you can get to help out your garden.
I'm guessing that, again, for people that are not experienced, they may overdo it when they see bugs and eventually hurt the plant.
Yes. I mean, there's many different sprays. We try and use all non-toxic gardening sprays. But even in that, in targeting killing one thing or oiling up your plant, like with a solution that you've made, you sometimes kill beneficial things. So you have to weigh it out. Sometimes in your garden, there's a sacrificial plant that you'll just go, okay, this plant is overrun by aphids, let's be blunt, and I don't have enough ladybugs to take care of them, so this plant is going to be my, you know, sacrificial plant.
Okay, folks, we're you hear the music. We have a break coming up. I'm talking with Pat Norrison. She's having the free community Skillshare event, Atascadero Lake Bandstand, May 30th from 12 to 3. We'll be right back.
Thank you. If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Looking to elevate your tech game? Look no further than John Whitford Communications. From state-of-the-art TV installations that transform your viewing experience to Sonos wireless hi-fi systems that fill your space with crystal-clear sound, they've got you covered. Need lightning-fast, reliable internet? Their Starlink internet installations bring cutting-edge connectivity right to your doorstep. Plus, John Whitford Communications offers property-wide Wi-Fi, so you're always connected no matter where you are. They also provide Wi-Fi for events and emergencies to keep everyone connected when it matters most. And for your peace of mind, John Whitford Communications provides top-notch security cameras for gates, barns, businesses, and homes. Trust John Whitford Communications to bring the best technology to you. Call today at 805-461-3030, 805-461-3030, or visit johnwhitford.com. The best in the West.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Welcome back to Sound Off. Kevin Will in studio with our special guest, Pat Morris. Guest, Pat Morrison. Free community Skillshare coming up May 30th at the Atascadero Lake Bandstand. Pat, we were just talking off the air. Tell the folks about the plant. If you have a bad plant in the, what you said, the aphids or whatever.
Yes.
Explain that, because that's fascinating. And when you think about it, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah, if you have a plant that the aphids are really going to town on, you could take it out of your garden, correct? But the thing is if they are already really feeding on that plant, you might save that plant there and use it as a sacrificial plant. Because by taking it out, then they're going to attack, because they're going to stick around. They're not going to all leave with that one plant. By taking out that one plant, then they will spread to the rest of your garden. So sometimes leaving that one plant and even making your garden area bird-friendly, putting up a birdhouse in there so the birds, and also having the ladybugs in there to take those aphids off without taking that plant out at the same time, is going to help the rest of your garden besides just a sacrificial plant that you will keep for the aphids, the birds, and the other things that you can bring into the garden to take out aphids will help your other plants. So
the people, particularly on these the points that you mentioned, what are they, the talk tips?
Tip talks.
Okay. So again, this is for anybody, number one, but also for any skill level beginners and to the so-called experts.
Yes, I would say that right now that anybody can get anything out of these talks, because they are really experts in their field, and they're going to have booths there to field questions after for people that want more information. But at the same time, their tip talk is going to be things that they've learned in the process that worked or didn't work, and also how maybe they started that particular thing. So that would be more of beginner level, where they will be there afterwards for questions with their grafting shears for sale, with plants for sale, with honey for sale. And you can definitely ask some questions that are more centered on your garden or what you want to do.
Well, one of the key things people should remember about this is, and you mentioned it briefly at the beginning, is that these expert and these people giving the advice and tips and so forth, they know this area. That's the key, because many times people will just say, just because I like it and I want it, but it may not thrive in certain areas, even within the county.
Yeah, definitely. There's different microclimates within our county. And the UC gardeners, especially since they're throughout San Luis Obispo County, they are really familiar. And so is rare fruit growers. They're also throughout our county. So they are familiar with the different microclimates in our county. And so when they talk, they're going to be mainly talking for North County, but they'll be there also if you're coming from South County. They'll be there afterwards for further questions for your area, for your climate. And they also have great handouts that are for free. On many different areas, composting, herbs, pollinators, about anything you can think of to do with gardening or in growing things, they'll have.
What do you say to somebody who goes, you know, gosh, I'd like to do this, but I just don't have a lot of land. I don't have a lot of room, et cetera, et cetera. What do you tell people?
Well, that's what I shared earlier about the woman with the potting mix bag and growing a tomato out of it. You can start anywhere. There's different tower gardens that you can start on your patio for lettuces. They're cooler weather, obviously, in some cases, because you don't want them to turn bitter. But the same thing is that there is some hot summer lettuces that you can grow, and spinach. And so you can get a tower garden, you can grow it off your patio in a bag of potting mix like Violet did. You can start anywhere. But the thing is that start, you know, I just want to encourage people to start, because when you start, you kind of just get excited about, you know, wow, this is a good seed from the original garden that's maintained over the years. And you can get heirloom seeds from a lot of different vendors now. And so you can seed save, you can whack off the top of your dried, maybe one of your plant's bolts. You just whack off the top of it, put it in a paper bag, keep it in a cool, dry place, and you'll have seeds for the next year.
If you can quickly, because we got a couple minutes left, could you tell the story about the heirloom seeds in, what was it, in Israel?
Oh, yeah. So I had a friend that you know, they had been talking a lot on the news about a group of wheat seeds that was found in pottery in a cave, and they were taking a small amount of it, and they were reproducing the wheat, and they were beautiful, beautiful heads. And so when he went over to Israel, because he's in agriculture, he was allowed to bring home some seeds. And so he brought this wheat seed. I threw it in just a pot. I didn't even know it would make it. And just the heads on these wheat were just gorgeous, and they were so big. I couldn't even fathom how big these heads of wheat were, and they were gorgeous. And so what we actually did is, even though I'd only taken a little bit of seeds from them, we actually cut off each head, and we ground the flour, because we were so determined to make something out of it, because, you know, just how gorgeous these wheat heads were.
It's pretty amazing with the technology that we have from these experts on how to, you know, grow things better and so forth and so on. Okay, Pat, can you give us one more recap on what everybody can expect coming up on May 30th?
Okay, so the tip talks will be from 12 to 3 on May 30th at Atascadero Lake Bandstand. And then the vendors will be there afterwards for questions and with their grafting shears and honey and other things. And there'll be a guy, like I shared earlier, off of YouTube that is going to talk about regenerative grazing. So if you have some pasture and you're interested in that, he'll be there for further questions. And I'm just really excited for us all to grow together in this way. And I hope you come on out. So May 30th, Tasker Lake Bandstand.
All right, Pat, thank you very much for coming in, and best of luck.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Susanna's coming up next, and a little issue of somebody with experience that worked in the White House about COVID and Dr. Fauci, so that should be very interesting. Enjoy your afternoon, and thank you for listening to The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.